SOP number 136, I'm giving you some WordPress tips, we've got some listener feedback, and I've got some feedback on a great host for your blog.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome aboard. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from recording to editing to promotion to producing, tools, you name it, everything podcasting right here at the School of Podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. It's where you can find links to our show notes. You can find out more about the School of Podcasting and our tutorials. And today's episode actually comes from our... We have a weekly roundtable at the School of Podcasting where we... Some weeks we trade ideas about promotion. We review different gear and give insights on that. Some weeks we just gossip about other podcasters. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, this week I thought I would take one of the questions that came out of that, because if somebody's asking it, then there's probably other people that are thinking it. And so what it is when you go into WordPress, there is, when you click on write, the default is that it writes a post. And then you also see there's an option of writing a page. Well, what's the difference? A post, as you know, when you write a WordPress blog and you publish it, it will appear at the top of your screen. And then, let's say next week you put on another show, it will be at the top of the screen. Your last post will be right beneath it. And then this keeps going on and on. So as you write more posts, those get moved down the page. And if you have an archive section, those will be in the archive section. It's automatically updated. You don't have to do anything. That's one of the best things about WordPress, is you can be your own web designer without having to be a geek. Now, what's a page then? A page looks identical to a post, except it does not automatically appear on the front page. What it does is you can link to a page. So for instance, if you go to the schoolofpodcasting.com and you click on contact, that's a page, because you figure, I don't really want the contact information to get forced down the page. Like anything like an about page, if you have here's about my podcast, and you probably should, because that's good Google juice, right? More text about your podcast. That you would want to move down the page. So things like about, your promos, if you have any, anything you don't want to move down your page would be written as a page. So writing a post is something that will move down the page as you add more posts. Writing a page is something that stays static, and then you can either link to it via the link section in WordPress, or when you make a page, you can see where it's like view this page. You can right click on that and choose copy shortcut, and that will be the link to that page. So if you want to link to it in a post. So if you think about it, you can have a post that links to a page. So the difference between a post and a page will move down down your blog as you enter more and more posts. A page is something that stays in one spot, but you have to link to it. It doesn't automatically show up on the front page. Now, the other thing I want to point out is if you go into WordPress under settings, I'm assuming you're in 2.5 at least here, under the reading option, you have your option of your front page displays either the latest posts, or you can have it display a static page, meaning we just talked about writing a page. You could have that again. This would appear at the front of your blog. So you could have a page that does appear on the front of your blog without linking to it by going to settings and then reading. And so you would write your page the same way you always do, go into settings, then reading, and you could say, hey, make this my front page. And I believe the way this works is that would be the front page, and then your posts would appear underneath of that page. So when you write a post, it will appear under this static page. So my thought was here, I'll use my example. I do a podcast for musicians called The Musician's Cooler. I have a book called Get Your Band Out of the Basement and Keep Them Out of the Asylum, and I use that podcast to promote my book. And what I could do is I could write a page about a little paragraph about here's the book, here's where you can buy it, and I could have that on the front page, and then all my posts would show directly beneath it. So in my thought, if I want people to find my posts, I don't want to make that static page big. I just want it to be like a paragraph, and you could show that right there. And that's really a personal opinion. You may want that to be your very, very much out front page. You could put on your front page if you're looking for people to sign up for a newsletter and you're looking for a way to make a squeeze page. You could do that. All sorts of ways to use that page and have it on the front page automatically without linking to it. We'll be talking about email and your podcast in just a second. Right now, I want to go to the phones where we've got a comment about a previous show from Fred from the strugglingentrepreneur.com and gaincontrolofyourday.com.
Hi, Dave. This is Fred Castaneda speaking, podcaster for gaincontrolofyourday.com, strugglingentrepreneur.com, arriba, folklorico music and dance of Mexico.com, and what's new on IBMTV.com. Also, I have an audiobook that I'm doing. I'm doing the narration for Jungle Warriors. Also have another podcast for CIBAustin.com. Wanted just to let you know the reason for all these that I'm giving you, the podcast that is your episode about You're Never Too Old to Podcast. I heard the other gentleman with his comment, and I say, yes, I'm 59 years old. I've got 5 podcasts plus an audiobook, and I'm also doing other types of new media and social media. You're never too old to podcast. You're never too old to get into this high-tech arena. Although I don't do a lot of the work on my own, as you know, especially in the implementation, I spend most of my time on content since I've got 5 podcasts and still have a day job, as well as giving community service to other organizations like the CIB organization. Anyway, just wanted to let you know thanks for that podcast. I think it makes great sense, and I hope a lot of the other baby boomers like myself or a lot of the older generation will come to you and say, age is one thing, but guess what? You're never too old to be a podcaster. And by the way, thanks to you, Dave. You've helped me a lot in this. I'm a member of the School of Podcasting, took a lot of hints, tips, resources, learned a lot. And, of course, you and I have done a couple of projects, and I guess I'll see you in Las Vegas in August at the New Media Expo. Thanks a lot, Dave. This is Fred Castaneda from strugglingentrepreneur.com. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Fred. Yeah, I've worked with Fred. Fred has used my Podcast Fast Pass service. You can find that at podcastfastpassservice.com. Really, there are so many aspects to podcasting, from recording to editing to ID3 tags to creating the MP3 file, to uploading it to show notes, to installing blogs, tweaking blogs. Any part of that you don't want to do, come see me at podcastfastpass.com. And members of the School of Podcasting get a discount. I had mentioned that I was going to mention something about email and your podcast, and I wanted to get you thinking here that you may or may not want to implement this, depends on your podcast, but I thought it would be worth mentioning. And that is the fact there's a service, very well known, very well respected company called AWeber. I'll have a link to this out in the show notes. And what it allows you to do is you can have people sign up via email to get your podcast. So if you're trying to explain how to subscribe to a podcast to grandma, you tell her to go to learntosubscribe.com. She still doesn't get it. You can say, but grandma, can I email you when there's a new episode? She's like, yeah, I check my email all the time. I've got an AOL account, and she's good to go. AWeber allows you to take your RSS feed, you put it into their system, and when you publish a new post on your WordPress, it automatically turns it into an email and sends grandma a link. Now, the other cool thing about this is you can encourage people to sign up to your newsletter and then send them things that maybe aren't going to make it into your podcast. Maybe if you blog, I do this for the Musicians Cooler. I have my blog. I have a blog and I have a podcast, and they're two different RSS feeds. And so my blog now is my newsletter. And then what I'm going to start doing is putting in a post in my blog that there is a new podcast out. And I can tell it that, hey, only do this on Tuesday. Now, whatever I've published since the last Tuesday, put it into a newsletter form and it will automatically email it to your list. And so this is a way also then what you can do is when people sign up to give you their email, you don't want to get too crazy with this, but you can ask them for maybe their name, their state, any kind of demographic you might want. You can do that in an email list. And plus, you can then email them without having to put out a podcast. So if you want to touch your audience and say, hey, I've got a question for you, you can do that. So that's a company called AWeber. I'll have a link to them out in the show notes. Also, wanted to mention about the How to Create a Video Podcast book. We had the authors on a couple weeks back, and I said, hey, I felt bad because we had kind of put them off a bit. So I'll have a link to that book if you're looking to get into video. Definitely check that out in our show notes. Everything we talk about you can find at shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. So want to thank you for tuning in. That's going to do it really for this edition. Keep in mind, you're never too old to start podcasting. And if you're looking for a place to host your WordPress blog, check out coolerwebsites.com. If you're looking to join in on these awesome podcasting roundtables that we have once a week, you can talk to me live. I'll answer your questions. I'll show you what to do. It's not just people getting together on the phone. We need to get together at the School of Podcasting. You can look over the shoulder and see my computer. You can see all the 8 million icons I have on my desktop that everybody always kind of makes fun of. But you can actually see my computer and learn live. And then, of course, take the tutorials when I'm not around. And you can take yourself the rest of the way. If you get a snag, just contact me and we will address that on the live weekly training. The live weekly training, said Baba Wawa. For those of you that remember Saturday Night Live back in the 70s, say that three times fast. Anyway, so that's what's going on. Thank you very much for tuning in. I am your host, your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in. Again, our website real quick, schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything we mentioned out there, the show notes, links to the old shows, links to everything, schoolofpodcasting.com. Call in your comments, 888-563-3228. And until next week, class dismissed.